Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations tonight. It is a pleasure to welcome back to our studios members of the Jamestown Community Chorus. Jessica Wilson is back. Nice to see you again, Jessica.
Good to be here, Mike.
Nice to have you with us. And the one and only, the famous and talented, the good-looking B.J. Whitehouse.
And if you're, if I do need an agent, can I talk to you, Mike?
Sure. Thanks. Sure. I take 25%. I'm kind of expensive, but look at the kudos you get.
That's true. Well, it's a pleasure being here.
Well, it's nice to have you with us. We want to find out everything that's new and exciting about the Jamestown Community Chorus, a group that's been around quite a while. Jessica, about how old is the group, roughly?
It's been around since 1949.
1949. Well, yes. That should be easy for me to remember because that's the year I was born. So there you go. So it's 102 years old. 1949.
No, it's 106.
106, yeah. And BJ, how long have you been with the chorus?
I've been there since 1989.
89. Or is he just a kid?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Nowhere near as old as I am. But 1989 came along, and were you new to the area at that time?
I had been teaching on Block Island, and I came off the island one night and went to a dance in Kingston, Rhode Island, and ended up dancing with this young lady who I ended up marrying. And since she didn't want to move to Block Island at the time, I had to move to America.
Yeah, to move to America. come to the other coast, and you left the island country of Block and came to live in what town?
Well, we moved to Wickford originally, mm-hmm. and then within a year, we moved to a different island, and we went to Connecticut Island, and we've been in Jamestown since 1989.
Well, that's why you're the director of the Jamestown Community Chorus. That's a good place to be. And Jessica, I don't know if we've ever asked about your background. Are you a longtime Rhode Islander?
I am, actually. Yes, I've lived most of my life here. And I actually met my husband at a dance in Kingston, too.
Really? And it's not the two of you are not married, no.
No, a different dance.
Okay, different dance, and that is a little ironic. I did not meet my wife, either one of them, at a dance, so there we go.
Where did you meet your wife?
Actually, backstage at Carnegie Hall is where we started
our relationship. Oh, my goodness.
Well, so see that? Pretty impressive. Let's get to the chorus, and we talked about that it started in 1949. The Jamestown Community Chorus, for those of you that aren't aware, has been doing concerts ever since that time, as far as I know, and some of them pretty amazing. And since BJ has been involved, pretty eclectic, and it's not a normal community chorus, I have to say that.
okay.
Well, no, I think it's great. I think you do a lot of stuff that's a little bit different, including the concert that's coming up next month, May 6th and 7th. You're going to be doing your spring concerts. Tell us a little bit about the music you've chosen.
This program had been kind of being developed for some time, and then it kind of came together in my mind. It's called Songs Americans Sing. It's kind of a mishmash of all types of music that you would find throughout America, but almost all by American composers. We're also doing some folk music in it. We're doing African-American spirituals. We're going to end it. Program ends with a piece by Aaron Copland from his opera The Tenderland, The Promise of Living, which is one of my favorite pieces no matter what. But it begins with I Hear America Singing, which is based on a Walt Whitman poem. There are all sorts of different types of styles. It's if you were to check out all of the different music in America, we try to be representative of all those things. So it is an eclectic program. It hangs together because all of the music there is tied to, for example, Irving Berlin's setting from Miss Liberty of the inscription on the Statue of Liberty.
Okay.
So
lots of things.
Lots of different types of music, yes.
And I can't wait to watch Jessica doing the rap song that's going to be included. will there be any rap?
I believe in the second half there isn't any at all.
I was going to say, just keep waiting, is what I thought you were going to say. Okay, well, let's get to the first piece of music and tell us a little bit more. I know you mentioned the name of it, but this was written about when?
This is very contemporary. This has become one of the, not a signature piece, but a hallmark piece of choral concerts. This is called I Hear America Singing by Andre Martin, I believe, is the composer's name. Loosely based on a Walt Whitman poem. But it turns out that it's a great way to start a program or to end a program. It's a rousing, almost African-American spiritual type with a whole bunch of patriotic, traditional style thrown in.
All right, let's give it a listen. We're in the mood, and now let's get to some specifics about the concerts that are going to be held May 6th and 7th. Jessica, where and when?
The concerts will be held at the Jamestown Recreation Center, which is down on the waterfront in Jamestown. 41 Canonicus Avenue is the address. And on Saturday, May 6th, the concert will be at 4 p.m.
4 o'clock?
Yes, that's a new time for us. Yes, we used to have our Saturday concerts at 7:30.
Right.
But we decided it might be more convenient for folks to come out during the day than at night. So we're trying this, and we hope people will come. So 4 o'clock on May 6th, and our Sunday concert will continue to be at 3 p.m.
Okay, 4 on Saturday and 3 on Sunday at the Jamestown Recreation Center. And at the Jamestown Recreation Center, there's a nice piano there that is used to play along with you, I presume?
It's a very nice piano. As a matter of fact, the chorus fronted the effort in purchasing it, then donated it to the town for the use of anybody who's using the the rec center. We got it maybe a year or two ago.
See how I segued that in?
That was very nice of you. Yeah. It was very, very slick.
Yeah.
I enjoy working with professionals. The piano is it's a studio size. It works out very well, and our accompanist Don Chung will play the Living Daylights out of it.
Oh, the Living Daylights out of it! All right, well, that sounds like something worth seeing. And tickets are available how, Jessica?
Tickets will be available at the door.
Okay.
But people can reserve them ahead of time by calling our phone number 401-423-1574. Or by visiting our website, jamestownchorus.com.
jamestownchorus.com. Well, that's easy enough to remember. And I would strongly suggest reserving your tickets ahead of time. And then when you get there, making a very sizable donation on top of it. That's what I would suggest.
I would encourage that suggestion.
But concerts have been sold out in the past, so you want to make sure you get in. That'll be great. All right, 4 o'clock on Saturday, the new time. We'll mention that again towards the end of the show. BJ, what's next in our lineup of music?
We couldn't do a program about American music without paying an homage to William Billings, who was the first great American composer back in the 18th and 19th centuries. And we consider this next piece to be the first American protest song. Chester.
Really?
Was sung by congregations in New England, and it talks about let tyrants shake their iron rod and slavery clank her galling chains. We fear them not. We trust in God. New England's God forever reigns. And referring to King George and the tyrannical rule of the Brits at the time.
Hmm.
And people would stand up and sing this with great gusto. And we will sing it sturdily.
All right. And but let me ask you the question. I mean, when you said Chester, a protest song, and you think of government and presidents in our day today. So I was thinking of Chester A. Arthur, and obviously that wasn't correct. But when did Chester come into this?
Well, if you look at hymn tunes, what happened was just to keep them straight, they would name them after a town or some type of, but usually a town. So Chester was actually named after probably Chester, England.
Okay. Before we take our first break, I think we have time for one more tune. So what do you have for us next?
Well, a lot of us were very saddened this past year to hear of the passing of Leonard Cohen, who was quite a songwriter and a singer in his own right. And the next song is going to be very familiar to many, many people. This is a choral version of his song, Hallelujah.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of the Jamestown Community Chorus.
I heard there was a secret chord.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting in with B.J. Whitehouse and Jessica Wilson from the Jamestown Community Chorus. The concert is going to be May 6th and May 7th this year, and we'll give you details on that in a few moments. Jessica, I just want to ask about, the chorus has been doing a lot of good for the community with its music over the years, but also there's some other things that happen with the chorus, funds, if you will.
Well, yes, we do two outreach efforts. One of them is a music award. We give a $500 music award to a music student who applies. There's an application procedure that people can read about on our website, jamestownchorus.com. And we make this award in the spring at the Sunday concert. And many students have won it over the years and have gone on to study music in school or do wonderful things with their musical skills and talent. And the chorus is happy and delighted to encourage musical development among people in the Jamestown community.
Well, it's tougher and tougher all the time because there has been cutbacks in the music programs and the art programs in general in most schools. So here's an opportunity for the community chorus of Jamestown to help out a little bit. And that's great that some students get some not only financial encouragement, but just encouragement in general. That's a great thing. You can do that and be part of the Sunday afternoon presentation. All right. BJ, the music so far has been, different, but nothing that I wouldn't expect you would be doing. That last song was obviously recorded live, the Hallelujah. The groups that you've chosen that we're playing tonight are a wide variety, right? These are not the Jamestown Community Chorus that we've been listening
to. Well, it's odd that you should bring that up because the next piece is the Jamestown Community Chorus. A lot of the things we don't have recordings of ourselves yet because we have never sung them before. Yeah. But this next piece, I Shall Keep Singing, we have the women of the chorus have sung this in the past, and I pulled that archival recording out. And so we're going to be listening to the Jamestown Community Chorus sing this next one.
Oh,
DJ, Jessica mentioned the cash award, if you will, which is I guess different than a scholarship, but it's a present to encourage people to continue in the music studies.
For example, one of our winners recently took the $500 and used it to take lessons, guitar lessons. And so in a recent concert with a different group, with our Everybody Chorus in Jamestown, Philip and I were able to sit, these young men had taken the money and developed the skills, and he and I were the guitar accompanists for this group. So it was, you know, it pays itself back in that we're trying to encourage choral music, but music in general in the greater Jamestown area.
And there are other things the group does as far as donations are concerned, too, right?
We just finished we're well over 100 discs that we have donated, mostly of choral music, but in this particular donation, our next selection we're going to hear is part of the donation of CDs and DVDs to the local library, the Jamestown Philomenian Library. And over the years, we have donated well over 100 discs, as well as books books and recordings about classical music and study.
Okay. This next recording, a lot of people might not be thinking this is falling under the purvey of classical, but...
It's definitely not classical music, right. But then again, if I've ever purported...
It's classic to me.
It is classic song, but as far as if I've misled anybody in thinking that all we do is classical music, right. I apologize. This particular piece will be well known to anybody from the 1960s. Peter, Paul, and Mary, I think we're all pretty familiar with, and the song by Bob Dylan, I think we're all, but you will hear this, our small ensemble. We have a group, usually we have 4 to 6 people. When I said small ensemble, we had over about 15 people stop by and who are singing in the small ensemble. Stick around a little later, but we're doing 3 pieces, and this is one of them.
This song asks 9 questions. We feel that the answers to these questions could determine what happens to all of us in this generation. When we sing the song, we ask ourselves the questions, and we ask you, please, to do the same.
Yeah. is blowing in the wind.
Once again, BJ, I'm going to ask you to get right to the next piece of music so we can fit it into this segment.
One of my favorite songs from the 1960s that I, as much as I love Bob Dylan, I love Phil Oakes. And what happens is the next song is called What's That I Hear?
All right, well, listen to that Phil Oakes tune and then take a short break and be back with more.
What's that I hear now ringing in my ears? I've heard that sound before. What's that I hear now ringing in my ears? I hear it more and more. It's the sound of freedom calling, ringing up to the skies. It's the sound of the old ways of falling. You can hear it if you try. You can hear it if you try. Oh, what's that I see now shining in my eyes? I've seen that light before. Hey, what's that I see now shining in my eyes? I see it more and more. It's the light of freedom calling, shining up to the sky. It's the light of the old ways of falling. You can see it if you try. You can see it if you try. Hey, what's that I feel now beating in my heart? I felt that beat before. Hey, what's that I feel now beating in my heart? I feel it more and more. It's the rumble of freedom calling, climbing up to the sky. It's the rumble of the old ways of falling. You can feel it if you try. You can feel it if you try.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and we're sitting with BJ Whitehouse and Jessica Wilson, both from the Jamestown Community Chorus. And we've been listening to some great American music, and we have some more to go. And we want to get it all the music we possibly can into the show. So, BJ, I'm going to ask you to tell us what's next in your lineup.
The next one is considered the African American national anthem. As a matter of fact, in performance, people will stand when they hear this song. It's Lift Every Voice and Sing, and it pretty much tells the story of what America is all about.
Thank you.
this next tune is definitely not to be confused with the last one.
Not at all. But again, both songs written by Americans. This next one is by Max Janowski, who's a composer in Chicago. And the version we're going to listen to here, I couldn't find the simplified version for us. This is in Hebrew, and it talks about peace being the greatest gift that we can achieve. Sim Shalom. So I'd like you to listen in particular to the cantor. The cantor and the cantor piece for us are going to be sung by three of our tenors taking turns. But this the tenor you hear looks like he's probably about 17 years old. And what a voice.
a very, very impressive voice on that young man, BJ. You're right. It's one of those things that you, every once in a while you hear a voice like that and you think, I can't do that.
Well, I heard that voice and I can't do that.
There you go. There you go. Jessica, one more time, I want to tell everybody about the concerts on Saturday, May 6th and Sunday, May 7th. But let's go over the times and the place again.
Saturday, May 6th at 4 p.m., Jamestown Recreation Center, 41 Canonicus Avenue, Jamestown. Zip code is 02835 for anybody using a GPS. Sunday, May 7th at 3 p.m., same location. Tickets are $15, $12 for seniors, students, and children, available at the door, but may be reserved in advance at our phone number, 401-423-1574, or at our website, jamestownchorus.com.
Okay, for anybody writing down and couldn't keep up with you, let's give the phone number one more time slowly.
401-423-1574.
Excellent. Jessica, thanks so much for being here again. It's always a pleasure to see you and have you share your knowledge of the Jamestown Community Chorus. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Mike. Pleasure to be here.
And BJ, always great to see you and share stories and talk about songs and music and American history and worldwide history of music. And, you know, with the way things are going in a few years, maybe we'll be doing songs that were sung on the moon.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah.
Or songs sung from Mars.
Songs from Mars.
Right, yeah. Now we're doing songs from Jamestown, Rhode Island.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. So best of luck to the Jamestown Community Chorus on the concerts coming up. And if people are interested in the chorus, BJ, can they join?
Well, it's a little too late to join this one since the concert's coming up very soon. But
right.
Yes, it is open to everyone who loves to sing. There are no auditions. There is a vocal assessment, we call it. I just like to check and see what kind of voice part you have, where you should be, and maybe I can help a little bit being a voice instructor myself.
Yeah, so if I were to show up, you'd have me making the coffee.
Well, I'd have you right. Making the coffee and perhaps standing way in the back.
Right.
But no, you'd be welcome to join us, Michael. Come on.
And when are meetings? Is this something that doesn't take place during the summer? You got to wait till next year?
We sing on Monday nights, usually September to December, and
okay.
Then from January to May. But in the summertime, you might want to keep in mind, we do have a talent show the third Thursday in August. So if you're interested in performing, whatever it might be, juggling, singing, playing the piano, guitar, whatever, keep an eye out for the auditions on our website.
Excellent. All right. Well, we're going to go out with one more piece of music. What do you have for us?
This, if there is an exemplary composer of American music, it would be Aaron Copland, and this is from his opera The Tenderland. It's a quintet. We'll be doing the choral version, but in this case it is, you can't help but evoke American thoughts when you hear The Promise of Living.
Thank you very much, BJ, and to the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
It promises thank you.
many a year I've known this field, and no other work that makes a yield. Are you ready to lend?
I'm ready to work, I'm ready to lend.
I'm working together,
we'll bring in the harvest,
the blessings of harvest.
We plant each more the seeds of grain, and providence sends us the sun and rain. By lending a hand, by lending an arm, bring out from the farm, bring out the blessings of
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.